Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Best English Podcast by Teacher Bruno Gon. And today we are going to make distinctions between the two most common verbs of the English language, in which cause many trouble for Portuguese speakers, which are the verbs do and make. So, what is this? What is this difference? Well, first of all, let's work the definition of do and make. Do is a versatile verb used to indicate action, activity, and performance of tasks. It can be employed in a wide range of contexts, from simple actions to very complex tasks. Make, on the other hand, denotes the creation or production of something tangible or intangible. It involves bringing something into existence or causing it to happen. Okay, so there is this difference. And despite their differences, do and make share common characteristics. They are both essential verbs in the English language, serving as fundamental building blocks of communication. And both verbs are highly versatile and can be used in a variety of contexts and to convey a range of meaning and actions. Sorry. So let's explore their distinctions, okay? So let's talk about do first. Generally refers to actions or activities that are performed, accomplished, or completed. It often involves tasks that don't result in tangible product. For example, I need to do my homework. So you are executing this homework, you're doing it, you're performing it. On the other hand, make typically involves the creation or production of something tangible or intangible. It often results in the formation of a product or outcome. For instance, she made a delicious cake. So the cake is there. You need to put all the ingredients combined to make the result of the cake. Okay, so how do we use do and make in everyday language? For example, the use of do, I need to do the laundry before dinner. So it's a task, right? She made a beautiful painting for her friend's birthday. So the creation of the image of the picture, okay? Other examples, such as the use of do, I need to do my hair before the party. So it's a task. I will do something different with my hair. Okay. And the use of make, she made a lot of progress on her project. Okay. So to convey the accomplish the creation of something. Okay. So the exploration of do and made is basically concluded. Okay. I think we peeled back the layers of the meanings and dissect the roles in the language. Okay. So I hope you have learned and understood this difference between the verbs do and make in order to improve your language, your English better and better. Okay, so if you like this episode, I'd like to rate you, to rate this episode 5 stars, to forward to friends, and hit the buzzer button for further notifications about new podcast episodes. If you want to get in touch with me, please find me on Instagram on @bestenglish.br and also on LinkedIn, Teacher Bruno Gon. Okay, so I hope you have enjoyed this and I see you guys on the next episode. Thank you.